sudden urge to sing, the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse. This verse I've started seems to me the ten antitheses of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. Clear. And if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemmit, it's deluxe, it's delovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemmit, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
Good morning, everyone. It is, oh my gosh, I don't even know what day it is. It's November 5th. What a great day. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. It's House Freeform Radio. And this is Ella. Hello. You're listening to What a Wonderful World. Just an exciting radio program about just songs that make you feel good. A lot of jazz, a lot of just blues is coming in this semester. And some rock and roll, just so many different things. Whatever we're feeling like playing, it's truly freeform and so much fun. And I'm just so excited that you decide to stop by this beautiful Friday. Welcome. This radio show today is really all over the place, but it has a lot of exciting songs. We got a little bit of blues, a little bit of live music, some, I'd say the main theme is just songs that I was looking through and said, oh, this is pretty happy. So songs that are making me happy and just some very, very fun ones. So we are going to keep it moving, but there's just a lot of fun to come. So stick around. But I don't even know what shall we start off with. I think we're going to go with one of my favorites. Well, first off, you just listened to Ella Fitzgerald, of course. It is from the Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Cole Porter songbook album, which is very fun. And is also one of my favorite ones to sing. I love It's the Lovely. And then I think we're going to listen to, I'm feeling just the jazzy, the woman of jazz, rockin' woman time that I think we should listen to some Etta James, At Last. This song has been stuck in my head just for the past couple of days. So I think we're going to throw it on over to Etta James. And then, well, there's just so much coming, but we'll see what's coming right on the other side of Etta James, and then I'll see you back, and maybe I'll just say a couple of blues facts that I learned this week in my history of blues class that I'm loving so much. So let's just first start off with Etta James with At Last.
At last, my over. And life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last. The skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. A dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that
Fortunate Son, what a fun song. That, of course, was Creedence Clearwater Revival. And I really like that album. It is well, from another one of their albums, but I was playing off the Forrest Gump album, which is just a very fun one that has so many great songs that really sometimes I just forget about, and then I go to the album because I know I love it, and bam, so many fun ones. So that was a high energy one, and then right before that, of course, was At Last by Etta James, another just beautiful one. Just a fun one to sing, to just feel the rhythm, feel the amazing songs that she's singing. So hopefully you enjoyed it. It is 11:12, so crazily already. And it is just a beautiful day in the Somerville, Medford area. I think it's about just 45 degrees, and it is very fall-like here. There are so many trees turning, so many different colors, and it's just a beautiful day. My favorite temperature, definitely. You can definitely snuggle up in a coat or a blanket, or you can just be excited in the great, beautiful, a little cold outdoors that I always love. So I'm really enjoying it. Hopefully you're enjoying this beautiful fall weather too, wherever you are. And I think we're just going to keep it rolling. I still have to find my exact blues quote that I want to say from this class, but I am very excited because my history of blues class is just making me think about a lot of different types of music, and I've been thinking a lot about blues and jazz and hearing a lot of blues and jazz because every class we talk a little bit about blues and blues history, but then we play so many different songs from so many different people and just always talk about how the song has changed and why it's just adding to history overall, and it's just very cool. And I feel like I'm just getting better at knowing and remembering what songs by which people and seeing the connections between history of people who have done songs again and again. So it is so cool, and I'm very excited to bring it on to the radio, share some knowledge. But I think right before that, we are gonna play another one that's a very high energy, very just, wow, what a happy song. And that's gonna be the Doobie Brothers, Listen to the Music.
Bye. Your night takes its time. About to check outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
It's ZZ Top with LaGrange. What a fun one. And just very rockin'. We were swinging from rockin' to what was right before that. Whoa. How do I just already forget? What? Oh, of course. We were just listening to the music, the Doobie Brothers. Another one that's just very fun, very just bam. Here we go. We're gonna listen to the music and be excited. So hopefully you're enjoying it. It is already 11:22, so crazily. And, you know, I guess I am very excited because this week in my History of Blues class, we were talking about Muddy Waters, who my teacher has been so excited to talk about for just every single class, and then always just says that we're gonna talk about him soon. Just be excited. And it was very fun because we talked about him a little on Monday, and then on Wednesday we watched a documentary, or actually kind of a video of his performances in Amsterdam and I think, I'm not sure the other place, maybe New York? Oh no, it was at the Newport Jazz Festival, which seems very fun. So that was just a very exciting and fun thing to watch, and he was really rocking it. And so I thought that I'd play one of the Muddy Waters songs that we just have. So I'm very excited because my teacher really just shared the Muddy Waters passion with us and was talking about how he is such a Mississippi blues kind of artist and really just had this revival when, you know, he just all of a sudden, when blues was kind of just going away in the 40s after the war, bam, Muddy Waters back on it and is really just making everything amazing and bringing blues back. So that was very exciting. Crazily, he grew up on a plantation and was picking cotton when he was 8, and then always just said that he really liked hearing people singing and never wanted to be picking cotton, and always was trying to make his own instruments, and he made a guitar and out of a shoebox and a couple of strings that were lying around. And at 13, he also had a harmonica, and we were talking about how harmonicas were starter instruments in blues, but also there's a couple of people who just got insanely good at the harmonica, and some of those peeps I want to play next week because they were truly insane to listen to. Just what a thing. Who knew that harmonica could be just so versatile? So it was very cool also because Muddy Waters was influenced by a lot of the people we were talking about throughout the class, like Tex Alexander and Blind Lemon Jefferson, but also he was a mentor to a lot of people that we were also talking about, Little Walter was one of the amazing harmonica players, but also Junior Wells was another one, and he played with Muddy Waters a lot. So, just a lot of very cool things. Muddy Waters, my last just fun fact, before I'll just go right into the music, is that he really wanted a guitar, and so he sold the horse that was just on the farm for $15 and then gave $7.50 to his grandma and then kept $7.50 to get the guitar. And then on his first night he played and he got paid, or well, he paid $2.50 for the guitar and then got 50 cents on his first night of playing out. But then the next night, because everyone just loved him so much, he got a raise and then earned $2.50 already, just earned all the money back, and then he knew, I think it's going to be good. I think this is where I'm supposed to be. So, just a very cool guy. There's so many more facts, but I think we should just launch into the music. This is one of the ones that I feel like I think of when I think about blues. This very 12-bar blues, very, a very fun, groovy kind of tune where it seems like you're ad-libbing and it seems like there's just a lot of fun that the musicians are having. So here it is, gonna be Muddy Waters singing I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man, and just get ready for the awesome vibes that are just gonna be on the radio. So here it is, it's Muddy Waters.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child's coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand. Then the world I know the hoochie coochie man. But you know I'm here. Yeah.
7 hours, on the 7 day, on the 7 month, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know.
Is that it is Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. I hope I'm just saying that right, Louis Jordan, but it was Let the Good Times Roll. What an epic one. And then right before that was Muddy Waters, I'm Your Hoochie Hoochie Man. So that's some very fun ones. There is a lot of excitement happening over here because, oh my gosh, an exciting call is coming in. I'm going to put on a song, and hopefully when we come back, we'll just be listening to a caller. So get excited. But first off, Jack Johnson.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. And our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions of my heart. Why are we here and where do we go and knock on us so hard? It's not always easy and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between. With only two, just me and you, not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
Together with Jack Johnson, and now it's only been one song, but we're just coming back on the radio because something so exciting is happening at this very moment. I'm just going to try to put a longtime listener, first time caller on the radio. Oh my gosh, I just hope it works so much. Okay, we're gonna try. Hello, caller. Can you just hear?
Hello.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Wow. Well, just, this is so exciting. Who is this?
This is Lily, your very own sister.
Oh my gosh. Wow, this is so exciting. I'm so glad that the phones are working. Sometimes they don't always work, but right now, we're just having the time of our lives, just on the radio, with just the two Fassiano sisters on the phone,
woo,
out into the radio waves. Wow, well, would you just like to say anything on the radio, Lily?
Well, I just want to call in and say amazing job on the radio so far. I've been listening. I'm a longtime fan. And also, I'd like to make a song suggestion.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what would you like your song suggestion to be?
I'd like my song suggestion to be Got to Get You Into My Life by the Beatles.
Okay, that's a good one, especially... This is just a song Lily and I love to sing, a very
true
fun time. And also, this is very crazy because I had just already planned to have a Lily block just in this radio show because your birthday is just coming up.
What?
Just in just a few days. So I was already just going to do some fun songs for just you. So now I can just say just happy birthday and here's my dedication to you. Just right to you, just right on the radio. So just happy birthday.
Wow.
So
thank you.
Wow, the excitement is just out of this world.
This world excitement. I hope all the listeners are also out of this world excited.
I think so. That's what you turn into. What a Wonderful World to hear. Out of this world excitement.
True.
To get the vibes that are just so good. Well, okay, we're going to start off the Lily block, dedicated to Lily, just happy birthday with Got to Get You Into My Life. And then would you rather hear some Coldplay or some Adele, Lily?
I don't know. What are you feeling?
Whoa. You just turned it right back on.
Yeah, I did.
Well, it will just be a surprise. We'll see what happens. But
oh, wow. Until exciting. Then,
just thank you so much for calling. What a joy. Call back again soon.
Thank you for being an epic DJ.
Okay, well, here's Got to Get You Into My Life. Requested by Lily. Happy birthday.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Do what can I be when I'm with you? I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave, and if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life?
Cause for concern. my star is fading. And I swerved just out of reach. And I know I'm dead on the surface, but I am screaming underneath. And time is on your side. It's on your side now. Not pushing you down and all around. No, it's no cause for concern.
Thanks a lot for having us. See ya. Goodbye.
Saint Judy's Comet roll across the skies and leave a spray of diamonds in its wake. I long to see Saint Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes when you awake, or when you wake awake. Little boy, won't you lay your body down?
sleepy boy, do you know what time it is? Well, the hour of your bedtime's long been past. Though I know you're fighting it, I can tell when you rub your eyes that you're fading fast. Ooh, fading fast.
Can you let the musicians in?
Wow, what an exciting thing. Oh, and okay, we're back. Okay, well, that was just so many exciting things happening. I was saying bye to Lily. What an exciting call to have just in the middle of the radio show. And now we just played just a long block of music, so hopefully you enjoyed it. What ones were you playing? The Lily block was just Got to Get You Into My Life by the Beatles, of course. And then Coldplay and Adele, Lily and I love to sing. And just all the songs are very long and kind of just a little sad, but just very fun to sing and just put your heart into. So that one was Amsterdam Live. And, well, it's just Amsterdam, but they're singing it live. And I really like when just any music is live and just on recording. So just a fun vibe there. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And then, of course, was Paul Simon, St. Judy's Comet, which Lily said was just stuck in her head. So even though it wasn't particularly meant to be in the Lily block, it was just a fun lullaby that just was always in our house. So it was just a great one to play. And then just a little throw one just to play right at the end was John Lennon's Imagine. And that was the rehearsal version. So it's only, let's see, a minute and 26 seconds. And it's very fun. I was looking for John Legend songs and I almost put on Imagine, but then I saw this rehearsal version, thought it'd just be very fun to listen to. So crazily, it is already 11:52. There was one other song that I was very excited to play, Spirit in the Dark Reprise, which is Ray Charles and I think Aretha Franklin, but it is two just rocking people, but it is an 8-minute and 31-second song. So tune in next week at 11 a.m. to hear that song. It is so rocking. I heard it yesterday when I was just doing homework and then knew I needed to play it on the radio. So come back for just a really jazzy, very just groovy one. But until then, it's already just 11:53. We're going to listen to What a Wonderful World. But to just close it off, as you know, this is community radio, which means there are just no ads ever, but just one time a hour, there's an epic PSA, and I always love the PSAs and love reading them. So here's one of my favorites that's just a very crazy one, that is public transit versus a walking PSA. So here we go, we're going to end it out with just this fun PSA, then just a couple closing words before we throw it over to Louis Armstrong, but first, here is the public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transit, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a really healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So there you have it, everyone. That was just the walking PSA. And just thank you so much for coming on to the radio show this beautiful day. It is 11:54, so just in 30 seconds, I'll be able to say our exciting, just the channel announcer. And then we'll listen to What a Wonderful World. But just thank you so much for listening. This has been What a Wonderful World, and just join us next time at 11 a.m. on Friday, where we'll play at least Ray Charles and Spirit in the Dark, and probably some other amazing fun songs. If you just have any requests, you can call in. The phones are just working. We've just succeeded so much. That number is 855-915-9636. And I'll repeat it next time. But just have such a great day. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful morning. I always so much love ending the week with the radio show. And this is definitely going to be a crazy week coming up, but I'm very excited for it. There is just a lot of midterms and work coming up, but I think it's going to be good. There's going to be probably a lot of reflection next week on the episode, but I'm very excited for what will happen in between now and then. Hopefully you are also having a lot of fun just in the coming weeks, in the weekend ahead. Just enjoy it, relax, hopefully just all is well, and just thank you for being here. So again, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. It's Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Ella. Thank you so much for stopping by. What a Wonderful World. And of course, like we always do, we're going to end it off with some Louis Armstrong with just one of my favorite songs ever, What a Wonderful World. Just the namesake of the show, everyone. And until then, see you all next week. Have such a great weekend. And just keep on rocking and rolling and grooving and all that amazing stuff. Okay, we're gonna throw it to Louie, and I'll see you next week.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Thank you.
above us only skies.